you beautiful spirits. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Our show is Inner Divinity, and we're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. to give you tools and hopefully inspire you to live a better life, to discover and live from your highest self, your true self, and to find the peace and the joy that I know lives inside of you. WAIF, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airways to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect those of WAIF, its board of trustees, staff, or programmers. The opinions expressed on this program are my own views or those of my guest. Thank you so much for tuning in today for Inner Divinity, right here on 88.3 FM, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical minister, teacher, and author with a master's in holistic psychology. And my co-host is the ever-vibrant sage woman, an ordained intuitive and shamanic priestess. Our goal each week is to give you tools that will help you live a happier and healthier life. If you want to feel more love or peace or joy in your life, or you want to help create it in the world, and you want a little inspiration to keep you focused on that journey, well, then you're in the right place. Our show, every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., is called Inner Divinity, and we focus here on spirituality rather than religion, because in spirit, we are all one. Whatever spiritual beliefs work for you that help you feel connected to the power that runs the universe, that gives each of us life eternal, and that lives inside each and every one of our hearts, well, we celebrate that divine spirit by whatever name it's called. We are both committed to knowing the eternal spirit of life itself and sharing with you how it can heal our bodies, our minds, our spirits. Spiritual growth is our passion here. We know that each person is a divinely created being with God-given free will and the potential power to rise up out of any pain or suffering. We know that because we've both done it, and we've watched countless others do it as well. All we ever really need to do to relieve suffering is to discover, to accept, and then release whatever it is that has blocked our conscious connection with that divine source of all life. You can call that God, Great Spirit, Goddess, Universal Spirit, or simply a higher power. In my experience, it doesn't matter what we call it, but it does matter greatly that we call on it. Because what blocks us is often unconscious, that is, below our current level of awareness, we need a power that is bigger than ourselves to begin releasing whatever those blocks are and to begin embracing our God-given birthright to feel whole, to feel happy, and to be at peace inside of ourselves. Both Sage and I have come up from those depths of despair and addiction and self-loathing, so we know it can be done. And we hope that you join us here every Wednesday, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org to discover how you can raise yourself up and live the life you've longed to live. Feeling connected with our divine source, with divine power, and taking action from the deep, unconditional love that it offers, that lives right inside of us, that can and does heal every type of suffering. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, on what helps, on what really matters. We hope that you and all of your friends join us every week and discover that divine spirit alive and well inside of you. I know it's in you, because without it, you wouldn't be breathing. When spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, each of us carries that divine spark of life, along with the power and the love that it holds, right inside of us. And because of that inner divinity, we can make a choice. We can discover the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering that we've been participating in. There's never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience love or peace or joy or wholeness. There's only stuff to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that living right inside of us. So we begin that journey each week on this show with a little music to uplift our spirits, to remind us of what is true and holy. There is also a Facebook page for this show called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And we'd love to hear from you on that page. Tell us what you'd like to hear on the show. Send us your favorite music. And most importantly, tell us your story of growth and if you'd like to share it on the radio. We thank you so much for joining us every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. And we hope you stay tuned today as we explore practical ways to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. Here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Precious babe. art thou in the darkness? Mind it not, for if thou dost, it will feed thee more. But stand still and act not, and wait in patience till light arises out of darkness and leads thee. Art thou in the darkness? Mind it not, for if thou dost, it will feed thee more. But stand still and act not, and wait in patience till light arises out of darkness and leads thee. Truth is one and the same always, though ages and generations pass away, and one generation goes and another comes, yet the word and power and spirit of the living God endures forever and is the same and never changes. Truth is one and the same always, though ages and generations pass away, and one generation goes and another comes, yet the word and power and spirit of the living God endures forever and is the same and never changes.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. As Paulette Meyer from her Timeless Quaker Wisdom CD. And before that, we heard Melissa Etheridge singing Precious Pain. And certainly we humans tend to have a lot of that until we're ready to let it go. And then the really, really good news is that we can do that. So I want to thank everyone so much for joining us today. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a metaphysical teacher and author, and I am so delighted to be here with you today on the show. Every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., the show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and you can find us on Facebook. And we just had a call from a friend of mine who makes incredible music of her own, Jody Salon, and she donated to help keep this show on the air, and I just wanted to give a big shout out to Jody. I have featured her music on the show before. Her Spirit Speak to Me CD is quite amazing, so thank you very much, Jody. We are always appreciative of everyone's support. This is public radio, and we need your support to keep the station running and particularly to keep this show on the air. So if you would like to make a donation to Inner Divinity or to WAFE 88.3 FM radio, then you are welcome to do so. You can call 513-749-1444 and I can take a pledge from you over the phone, or you can go to the WAFE website, which is WAIF883.org, and you can make a donation on that page, and just be sure to indicate that it's for Inner Divinity if that's what you're donating for, so that we will know that that's what you wanted to do. So we talked last week with a local woman, Mary Manera, about her work with hospice and how important it is to know that these bodies are really temporary, and the spirit that lives within us, of course, is eternal and goes on forever. But the bodies are temporary. As a matter of fact, everything that exists in our world, everything that we can see, is temporary. Every structure, every form. And humans, because we have free will, because we feel, we experience a lot of loss, because when things go and we miss them, we wind up feeling grief. And that's what we're going to talk about today on the show, is the fact that Grief is a natural process, and all of us feel grief, but we don't have to suffer as much as most of us do when we're facing those losses. And we're going to talk about that at length today, and I'm going to be using a book called You Can Heal Your Heart. And I have just recently had an experience of using this book and helping myself a great deal, so I wanted to share that with everyone today. This show, Inner Divinity, like I said, is on every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. We also live stream online at WAIF883.org, and all the shows that we've done over the past couple of years, and actually all the shows that I did in Asheville, North Carolina as well, are archived on my website, which is just my name, louisadyer.com. And there are so many topics that we've done shows on. So if there is a way that you've been wanting to support yourself, to love yourself, to give yourself the tools or the inspiration to raise yourself up, you may find topics in that archived list that could really help you with that. Because that's what we focus on every single week on this show, is how do we live happier, healthier, more spiritually connected lives. And, you know, all of us who are consciously growing have so much to share with one another. And I bring people on who share their stories. So if you have a story that you want to share about how you grew, how you woke yourself up, then by all means, share that story with us. Because that's how we best grow, is by listening to other people and hearing what worked for them. Because we're really all one. Even though every experience that we have is very unique to us because of who we are, because of where we've been, because of the situations that we're participating in. Even though we're all very, very unique, we're all one at the core. Everyone feels grief. Everyone can feel joy. Everyone knows what it is to feel relief when things change for the better. We really are all one. And, you know, I'm always tickled. I'm sort of a scientist at heart, as well as an empath and an intuitive. But I love it when science proves what mystics have known throughout, who knows for how long, eons. And that is that there's one energy in the universe that is in every one of us, and every one of us is in it. And some people call that God, Great Spirit, Wonkantonka, Universe, light, love. It doesn't matter, I don't think, what you call it, because that energy, that power, is life itself. It's love. It's what holds the stars together. And because that divine spark is in every one of us, or we wouldn't be living, then it's always accessible for us to call on it. And so that's sort of how I wanted to approach this topic of grief today. Because what I know from having done counseling work for almost 30 years with people and dealing with my own grief, because just like everybody else, you know, I've certainly had my share of it, is we must feel our feelings. If we don't, then it causes physical problems. It causes somewhere down the road, you have resentment, you have fear, you have pain that you don't even know where it comes from. And what we're seeing more and more and being proven medically is that a lot of that pain comes from old, unexpressed, maybe even unacknowledged emotion. People who do not know what they feel and express it when they feel it, they always have to do it at some point in their life. And it's much harder to do it after the fact than it is to do it when it's happening. Because after the fact, you have created physical problems as well as really deep-seated emotional issues. So the point that I'm really wanting to make is it's very, very important to feel your feelings. And if you have a loss in your life, whether that is a divorce, a separation, losing a pet. There's all kinds of losses that we deal with. The death of a loved one, that's a big one for most of us. It's like you need to go through the grieving process. And, you know, Elizabeth Kubler-Ross is sort of still the considered the prime teacher, I suppose you could say, of what grief is and how to deal with it. And she wrote in the middle part of the last century, and I was very blessed to study with some people who were her protégés. And she wrote all the seminal books on grief that are still being used by psychologists, by medical people, by hospice people. And what Elizabeth Kubler-Ross really let us know is that there are stages of grief. There are five stages of grief, and then later on, she and a lot of people who worked with her talked about the sixth stage of grief, and we will definitely get into that because that's the meaning that happens after it. But those five stages of grief that everybody has, that is a part of every grieving process, is denial, meaning we don't even want to believe the loss happened. We try to either pretend like it didn't or pretend like we can make it better, or denial is a big issue. Anger, of course, because we're angry either at the person who left or at ourselves because we think we somehow let them go, or we're angry at God for taking them away from us. Anger is a big piece of grief. Bargaining, that's where a lot of women in particular get hung up, is we try to figure out how we can make it not be so. Like, well, if I do this, or if I do that, or if I had done this, maybe then this would have happened a different way. And so we work in our, that's an ego trip, that bargaining. And then depression, of course, the feeling of, though, I can't go on, I can't live like this, I can't live without this person or this thing. And then the final step, obviously, of grief is acceptance. We accept that we've had the loss and we learn how to go on with it. What I like to say about those five stages of grief is they don't happen in any linear fashion. It's not like one happens and then the other happens and, you know, it's not like that. There's nothing about emotions that is orderly. So don't expect that you're just going to go floop, floop, floop through those stages. No, most of those come and go as you move through a grieving process. But the reason I really wanted to talk about this today is because for most of us, we go into a grieving process. We experience some sort of loss, and we either try to pretend like we're not affected because we think we don't have time to deal with it, or we think, you know, it's weak to have feelings, or we think, oh, I should be tough and strong. Whatever we think, we try to avoid feeling what we actually feel. And I really wanted to say that it doesn't work, because you can't. It's who you are. So if you do not have the courage to feel and express those emotions, then what it's going to do is affect your body in a negative way, or it's going to affect your spirit in a very negative way, because you're going to hold on to fear, resentment, and you're not going to be able to move forward. And it may be totally unconscious. You won't even notice how that is happening. So the really important thing I always think to talk about grieving is to feel your feelings. That is most important. Feel your feelings. But then the next most important thing is, how do you feel your feelings without getting lost in them, without wallowing in the feelings? And that's what we're going to talk a great deal about today. Because what I see happen with people, and that's really what this book, You Can Heal Your Life, is all about, is we feel the feelings, and they're genuine and they're real, but then we start saying really negative and basically untrue things to ourselves as a result of the feelings, and that's where our suffering comes from. So again, I want to tell you the name of this book that I used for myself and that I'm going to be reading you some stuff out of today. It's called You Can Heal Your Heart, Finding Peace After a Breakup, Divorce, or a Death. It's written by Louise Hay and David Kessler. And of course, Louise Hay is the queen of affirmations and knowing that you are responsible for making your life be the best that it can be, and you can do that. And David Kessler was actually a protege of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and he's written quite a few books on grieving. And when I first thought of these two writing a book together, I couldn't imagine how they would do that. But now I understand. The book is all about feeling your feelings and then noticing that you're saying really unsupportive, unhelpful things to yourself, and that you can change those thoughts, and then you don't spend so much time suffering. You just go through the natural grieving process. So it's quite a phenomenal book, and I'm really, really happy to share it with you today. For anybody who's just joining us and you wonder what in the world I'm talking about, the show you're listening to is Inner Divinity. We are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I am a metaphysical teacher and author, and my co-host is Sage Woman, and she will be back with me here next week. And we are public-supported radio, and part of what that means is that we count on your donations in order to keep this station up and running. And Inner Divinity, in particular, also counts on your support to keep this show on the air. So if you like the show, if you would like to support what we're doing here, we focus every week on how to live happier, healthier lives. And we are a spiritual show, not a religious show. And so if you want to hear more of that, if it means something to you to hear this kind of talk on the radio, then we would encourage you to support our show. You can do that online at the WAIF website, which is WAIF883.org. We really appreciate. There's been lots of people who have supported us, and we are so grateful to those supporters. And some people underwrite the show, and that's a way to get your business information to our listeners. So if you're interested in underwriting, you can get a hold of me, Louisa Dyer, or you can get a hold of Sage. She's on Facebook at Sage Woman. And we will be happy to walk you through the underwriting process. So I'm going to play one of my very favorite songs. It's called I Choose Love. It's by Sean Galloway, who is a beautiful man from Asheville, North Carolina, my hometown. And it really is what it's all about, choosing love. Because if we're in a grieving process, we feel our feelings, and instead of saying things to ourselves like, I'm so stupid, why did I do that, I can never live without that person, I can't go on, I simply can't do it. If we start saying things like that to ourselves in the middle of grieving, we're going to suffer a whole lot more than if we feel our feelings and then remember, I love myself, I support myself, the universe supports me. So I want to play you this song that Sean does so well to give you a way to remember that choosing love, it's your responsibility and it's always a choice. And you may not remember that in the midst of feeling really, really bad. But once you start thinking, and if you're thinking unloving thoughts, a thought can always be changed. And that's what I'm reminding you of with this song. So enjoy, and I'll see you back here in a moment.
I choose the love with freedom.
Choose Love. That was Sean Galloway from the CD by the same name. And he's an Asheville native and just love his music. For those of you who might be just joining us, you are listening to 88.3 FM on your dial. And we're also live streaming at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and our show is Inner Divinity. And we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. talking to you about how you can help yourself, what you can do to feel more connected in your own soul, in your own spirit. We are a show focused on spirituality, not on religion, because I personally know from having worked with thousands of people and studying all the world's religions that the religion doesn't matter. Really, what matters is your connection with God. That's what people want. And so I honor whatever religion you are, and I really focus my whole life on how do we feel connected with that power that is the universe that I call God, that some call life or love or great spirit or universal energy. How do we connect with that? How do we know the truth of who we are here, humans, in these bodies? Well, I think we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And there are very common things that all humans experience. And grief is one of those, loss. We all deal with it. And I have recently dealt with pretty severe loss myself. I'm going through a very unexpected divorce, and it has been excruciating and terrifying and overwhelming, really. And in the process, you know, and I've done this kind of work with myself for many, many years, and I have worked with, I don't even know how many other people, walking them through some sort of grieving process. And if I can get so completely overwhelmed by something with all the tools and all the knowledge and all the experience that I have, then I know that everybody else does too. And so that's why I really wanted to do this show, because I went through, I used all the tools that I knew to walk myself up out of the pain and the terror and the confusion and just the it just overwhelmingness of dealing with a sudden loss and a total change of my whole life, which is what happens in a divorce. And thankfully, I had the help of some good friends. But I found this book, and it helped me so much. And so that's why I'm sharing it with you today. Again, it's called You Can Heal Your Heart. It is written by Louise Hay and David Kessler. The subtitle is Finding Peace After a Breakup, Divorce, or Death. And I just want to tell you, there's seven chapters. And the chapter that deals with breakups and breakthroughs in relationships is a pretty long chapter, because I think that's where most of us get the most confused. And because so many of us go through numerous relationships in our lives, it is a very big issue. But there is also a chapter on the death of a loved one. There is a chapter on dealing with the loss of losing a pet. There is a chapter that just looks at all kinds of different losses. And the first chapter, I think, is quite amazing. It's called Changing Our Thoughts About Loss. And the seventh chapter is You Can Heal Your Heart. And so what this book is full of is really incredible stories about real live people who went through what anybody would think are distressing situations and then learned how to love themselves in the process and come through and out of those really painful feelings that so often we're left with after we go through a loss. Because what I noticed with myself, and I've certainly seen with my clients over the years, is that the feeling of grief is natural. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to figure it out. You just have to be honest enough and courageous enough to know what you're feeling and find a way to express it that works for you. That happens automatically if we allow it. And it's very, very necessary in order to feel whole. If you want to feel connected with God, then you have to be true to yourself. And so feeling your feelings is a part of being true to yourself. And what I've noticed is that we feel those feelings, and that's natural, and that's good. But then the mind comes in and starts saying things, like in my instance, after the dealing with the incredible loss of that this divorce has brought up, the thoughts I started thinking were, I can't do this. I shouldn't have to do this. I can't do it. I'm freaking out. I was so stupid. Why did I ever love? Why did I ever trust? It's like we start saying things to ourselves, you know, and when I lost my mom, I noticed that that would start to happen too, is I started to feel guilty. Couldn't I have done more? What if I had done this? It's like the things we start saying to ourselves out of the grieving process is where a lot of our suffering comes from. And that's really what this book focuses on, is how to feel your feelings, but then change the things, the thoughts that you're having, the things you're saying to yourself that are creating so much suffering. Because, first of all, they're not even true. Second of all, why? If we love ourselves, if we love life, if we love God, why would we tell ourselves really hurtful, horrible, mean things? Well, we do it because that's what we were programmed to do. That's what our whole culture does. But we don't need to do that because we love ourselves. We love life. We love God. Love is expressed through action. And so we stop telling ourselves mean, hateful, dreadful things. And we start telling ourselves beautiful, loving things that are more true. Out of this whole grieving process that I've been going through, I came to the realization that everything in the universe is happening to my benefit. Now, that was a powerful, profound, and very big realization. It's not something that I didn't know before. I've been teaching that for at least 20 years. But to remember it in the midst of a grieving process, to notice that I'm saying things to myself that are hurtful, and stop and say, wait a minute, what's the truth? The truth is, there is a God. The truth is, there's one energy in the universe that we're all part of. The truth is, the stars are all hanging in the sky. The plants are all growing outside. The whole universe is clearly organized and working perfectly. It's in order. None of the stars are falling out of the sky. The planets are all orbiting. The rain is happening. I mean, clearly there is an order in the universe. There is something that is making everything, you know, we're on a little spinning ball that's orbiting through space, moving at incredible speeds, and we're standing steady. What is that? That is God. That is the universe working perfectly. Now, whether I am in alignment with that perfectly working universe or not, that's my choice. That's my free will. Part of the problem, I think, that happens with us is so much of what goes on inside of us is unconscious. And until we make a very concerted effort to bring what's unconscious into consciousness, we're acting on programming that we don't even know is there. That's certainly what I see happening with all my clients and with myself. So when I remember that everything in the universe is happening to my benefit, even this, even though I don't know how, it stops that negative self-talk and it lets me think, well, even though I don't know how that's happening, I do know that is happening. And immediately I stop the terror. I stop the overwhelm because I'm doing it to myself. Or I stop the anger and the resentment that I was feeling or the guilt. It's like that's what happens for most of us. When we have a loss, we go into these very intense feelings, and that's normal and natural. And then, depending on what our programming was when we were children, we either then try to ignore those feelings or we start saying unhelpful things in our mind that we're not even really aware of saying. And so this book really helps us change what those thoughts are. And that epiphany that I had, everything in the universe is happening to my benefit, was so profound for me that I actually wrote a blog about it. So if you want to read that, that of course is on my website, louisadyer.com, and you're welcome to read that blog. We are just about out of time here. So I wanted to read you a few things out of this book that I found extraordinarily helpful. In the very beginning of the book, the authors write a little note, and they say, "We wrote this book to explore how we grieve and find healing after enduring any type of loss, such as a breakup, divorce, or death. Grieving is challenging, but it is our thoughts that often add suffering to our pain. Our intention is for you to feel your grief fully without getting stuck in the sorrow and the suffering. Grief is not a condition to be cured, but a natural part of life. Spirit does not know loss. It knows that every story begins and every story ends, yet love is eternal. Isn't that beautiful? Every form on this planet will die. My body, your body, everyone we love's body, all the pets we have. Everybody is going to die. The body. But life is eternal. That has been the promise throughout human history by every prophet, every sage, every great spiritual teacher that there has ever been says it the same. And for those of us who have had near-death experiences and experienced life going on after this body dies, we know that for a fact. Life is eternal. Love is eternal. We continue to exist when these bodies leave this world. And because of that, we have the power, because that divine, eternal spark of life, that gives us power. It gives us love. So grief is a natural part of life. But the crazy, crazy thoughts that we have that keep us stuck in the sorrow and the suffering, that is not natural. That is human pride, ego, guilt, denial, whatever you want to call it. And there is a way up and out of that. I also want to read you what they say in the afterword of this book. Again, we're using the book called You Can Heal Your Heart, Finding Peace After a Breakup, Divorce, or Death. At the end, they say, when people think of loss, the idea of finding meaning or anything beneficial from it seems contradictory. But whether it's a breakup, divorce, or even death, there is more to be found, depending on how you hold the thoughts around it. It's not that you can stop the loss from occurring. It's that your thoughts change everything that comes after the loss. Grief is a matter of the heart and soul. Grieve your loss, allow it in, and spend time with it. Suffering is the optional part. Isn't that wonderful to know? Suffering is the optional part. Since your thinking, I'm reading again from the book, since your thinking shapes the experience of your loss, why not make your intention to have a tender, loving experience of grief? And keep in mind that a broken heart is an open heart. Let your thinking manifest hope to your sorrow. Choose your thoughts wisely. Be kind to yourself and reflect on the loss with love. If you're grieving the death of a loved one, remember how you loved them when they were present. Know that you can continue loving them in their absence. You can go from grief to peace. I really love this book. I really, really love this book. I love life. I am absolutely 100% sure that everything in the universe is happening to my benefit. Even whatever loss is going on, there is some way that it is meant to serve, to heal, to grow us. And so that's what I'm hoping that everyone takes away from today, is that grief is normal and grief is natural. And what we think about it, what we tell ourselves during or after the process, that is a matter of free will. That is choiceful. And so if we tell ourselves dreadful things, we're going to feel dreadful. If we tell ourselves loving things, we're probably being more truthful. And I don't mean pretending like the loss didn't happen. I don't mean saying, oh, I'm fine, when I'm not. Because telling yourself a lie won't help anything. Denying your own feelings is a really wrong way to go, because it creates disease. So you don't want to deny your feelings. What I'm talking about is you feel your feelings fully. And then you remind yourself that life is eternal. The universe is in perfect working order. I mean, there are so many affirmations that you can say that are more true. Because if I say, I can't go on, first of all, that's not even true because obviously I am going to go on. So I could just change that and say, I don't know how I'm going to go on, but apparently I will. If we say, I can't handle it, I can't handle it, then what we're going to feel is that I can't handle it. But if we hear that thought and stop and say, you know, I don't know how I'm going to handle it, but I do know that all the stars are held in the sky perfectly and everything grows with no input for me. So clearly life is happening and life is eternal and God exists and therefore God is in me. I think forgiveness of ourselves is the most important place to start. Forgiveness for anything we thought we did wrong. Forgiveness for anything we thought we did stupid. That was my big problem. Forgiveness for ourselves is the place to start. I think forgiveness for others is very, very important, but I see too many people attempting to forgive others when they've never even looked at themselves. And that's just fake. It won't work. Start with yourself. Start with deciding that you are worth loving, that you are worth forgiving, and say to yourself, I am willing. I am willing to love myself through this loss. I am willing to forgive myself. I am willing. That's all we ever have is willingness. If we are willing and we have the courage to face what's true inside of us, we have so much support and help from the universe, from God, from love, from life itself. So, you know, folks, we are out of time. I hope you got something out of the show today. I just want to remind everybody that the show you're listening to is Inner Divinity. We will be back here next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, and we hope you join us. You can find all the shows archived on my website, louisadyer.com. And if you want to re-listen to the show today, it will be up there probably by the weekend. And we are going to close out the show today with my favorite song by Faith Rivera called God Is. And this is a great thing to remember during the grieving process, because even in your grieving, that's where God is. God is right there with you in that grieving process. Life, love, all of it is still in you, that divine spark. So remember that, and I hope to see you back here soon. Take good care.
Where I am, God is. Where I stand, God is standing strong. Where I breathe, and ever. God.